News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla called on U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday and discussed bilateral ties and the situation in Afghanistan. Shringla, who arrived in the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday to hold meetings with senior officials from President Joe Biden's administration, also met Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman. Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla called on U.S. Secretary of State Secretary Blinken. Discussions touched on bilateral ties and the situation in Afghanistan, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Arindam Bagchi tweeted. During his meeting with Sherman, the Foreign Secretary held substantive discussions on advancing the India-U.S. strategic partnership across sectors, including healthcare, defense and security, trade and investment, science and technology, climate change, clean energy and people-to-people ties. They also reviewed developments in Afghanistan, Indo-Pacific region, the pandemic, and discussed cooperation in UN and other regional and multilateral issues of mutual interest, the spokesperson said. Shringla is among the few foreign officials to be in town and the highest level Indian official to meet top officials of the Biden administration after the withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan that brought down curtains on the 20-year-old war. Shringla arrived in Washington, D.C. from New York, where he presided over a crucial meeting of the UN Security Council on Afghanistan. India was president of the 15-member powerful wing of the UN for August. Popular television and film actor Siddharth Shukla, best known for his role in the long-running TV show Balika Vadhu, died on Thursday, an official at Mumbai's Cooper Hospital said. He was 40. Shukla suffered a massive heart attack in the morning, it is learned. He is survived by his mother and two sisters. He was brought dead to the hospital some time ago, the senior Cooper Hospital official told PTI. Shukla began his career in showbiz as a model and made his acting debut with a lead role in the television show Babul Ka Aangan Chutena. He later appeared on shows such as Jaane Pehchaane Se, Ye Ajnabi, Love You Zindagi, but became a household name with Balika Vadhu. He also participated in reality shows including Jhalak Dikhla Ja 6, Fear Factor, Khatron Ke Khiladi 7 and Big Boss 13. In 2014, Shukla made his Bollywood debut with the Karan Johar produced Humti Sharma Ki Dulhania, where he had a supporting role. A stunned US East Coast faced a rising death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage and continuing calls for rescue on Thursday after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain, drowning more than 24 people in their homes and cars. In a region that had been warned about potentially deadly flash flooding but hadn't braced for such a blow from the no longer hurricane, the storm killed at least 26 people from Maryland to New York on Wednesday night and Thursday morning. At least 12 people died in New York City, police said, one of them in a car and 11 in flooded basement apartments that often serve as relatively affordable homes in one of the nation's most expensive housing markets. Officials said at least 8 died in New Jersey and 3 in Pennsylvania's suburban Montgomery County. One was killed by a falling tree, one drowned in a car, and another in a home. Ida's remnants maintained a soggy core, then merged with a more traditional storm front and dropped an onslaught of rain on the Interstate 95 corridor, meteorologists said. Similar weather has followed hurricanes before, but experts said it was slightly exacerbated by climate change. Warmer air holds more rain, and urban settings where expansive pavement prevents water from seeping into the ground. The National Hurricane Center had warned since Tuesday of the potential for significant and life-threatening flash flooding and moderate and major river flooding in the Mid-Atlantic region and New England. Still, New York Governor Kathy Hochul and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said the storm's strength took them by surprise. We did not know that between 8:50 and 9:50 p.m. last night, that the heavens would literally open up and bring Niagara Falls level of water to the streets of New York, said Hochul, a Democrat who became a governor last week after former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned. The storm ultimately dumped over 9 inches of rain in parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, and nearly as much on New York City's Staten Island. In Washington, President Joe Biden assured Northeast residents that federal first responders were on the ground to help clean up after the latest disaster in 2 weeks of wild weather across the U.S. Wildfires are threatening Lake Tahoe and Ida-struck Louisiana as the fifth strongest storm to ever hit the U.S. mainland, leaving 1 million people without power, maybe for weeks. As its remnants hit New York, some highways flooded, garbage bobbed in water rushing down the streets, and water cascaded into the city's subway tunnels, trapping at least 17 trains and forcing the cancellation of service throughout the night and early morning. Videos online showed riders standing on seats in cars filled with water. All riders were evacuated safely, officials said. At one Queens development, water filled the sunken patio of a basement apartment, then broke through a glass door and rushed in, trapping a 48-year-old woman in 6 feet of water. Neighbors unsuccessfully tried for an hour to save her. She was screaming, "Help me, help me, help me." We all came to her aid trying to get her out, but it was so strong. The thrust of the water was so strong, said the building's assistant superintendent, Jason Jordan. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, near Newark Airport, 4 people died and 600 were left homeless from rain and river flooding in an apartment complex, Mayor J. Christian Bolwitz said. Neighbors described hearing screaming from the complex at about 11 p.m. as water flowed down the street, pushing dumpsters and cars around. Sandy had nothing on this, resident Jennifer Wilches said, referring to 2012's Superstorm Sandy. The ferocious storm also spawned tornadoes, including one that tore off part of a high school roof in suburban Philadelphia and another that ripped apart homes and toppled silos in Mullica Hill, New Jersey, south of Philadelphia. Record flooding along the Schuylkill River in Pennsylvania inundated homes, highways, and commercial buildings, even as meteorologists warned that rivers likely won't crest for a few more days. The riverside community of Manayunk remained largely underwater. The Schuylkill reached levels not seen in over 100 years in Philadelphia, where firefighters were still getting calls about minor building collapses and people stuck in flooded cars on Thursday morning, Fire Commissioner Adam Thiel said. The Atlantic hurricane season is far from over. Larry became a hurricane on Thursday morning, forecast to rapidly intensify. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said it is moving west but remains far from any coast. And India's batsmen failed yet again, but the bowlers fought back to leave the fourth test against England interestingly poised at the end of the first day's play at the Oval. Shardul Thakur hit the fastest test 50 in England in terms of balls faced, which, along with Virat Kohli's 50, helped India post 191. Jasprit Bumrah then struck twice before Umesh Yadav got the important wicket of Joe Root as England went to stumps 53 for 3. The recalled all-rounder Thakur, who had not played since suffering a hamstring injury during the drawn series opener at Trent Bridge, came in with India in dire straits at 117 for 6 after losing the toss on the opening day of the fourth test. But Thakur, in just his fourth match at this level, responded with a superb display of clean hitting that saw him go to 15 just 31 balls, including 6 fours and 3 sixes, before he was eventually LBW for 57 to opposing all-rounder Chris Wokes. Thakur's half-century surpassed England great Ian Botham's 32-ball 50 against New Zealand, also at the Oval in 1986, as the quickest in a test in England. India captain Virat Kohli, who made exactly 50, was the only other batsman to pass 17 in the innings after England skipper Joe Root won the toss. Wokes, playing his first test in over a year, took 4 for 55 in 15 overs. But the Warwickshire paceman who replaced left-arm swing bowler Sam Curran would have had even better figures had not two catches been dropped off his bowling. One was of Kohli by Root on 22. With ball in hand, Bumrah dismissed Rory Burns and Haseeb Hameed in the same over. Burns was bowled while Hameed was caught behind. Root and David Malan counter-attacked without risky shots and seemed set to take the team to stumps. However, Umesh got one to nip in sharply through Root's gate to dismiss him for 21. Craig Overton, the night watchman, was with Malan at stumps. This five-match series is level at 1-1 after England's innings and 76-run victory in the third test at Headingley last week. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.